Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I am going to ask for an interest in your prayers. I know I've made it a matter of prayer what I might say tonight, which I always do. I know my brothers do. And I had some thoughts in my mind, and I kept praying, and what has stayed there. And I think everybody knows I'm a person of few words, so I tend to read a lot. So I hope you have your scriptures, because I'm going to read tonight again. So, but I believe the thoughts have been thoughts that we have all had. The Lord knew what we would be in need of in this time that we're living in. I know it is our desire to be serving the Lord, to be following the scriptures and the commandments that have been given to us to help us in this time, to lead us, draw us closer to the Lord, to keep us in that straight path before Him. And tonight, again, like I said, I'm going to read some of those scriptures I know the Lord knows that we're in need of. I know the price scriptures we've all read before, and I know we'll read them again. And I'm going to start in John 14, the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. I believe that shows the love that the Lord has for His creation. That when He left here, He tells us, and these are His words, I go to prepare a place. In my Father's house are many mansions. For not so I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And I look at myself and think, if the Lord has gone to prepare a place for us, how much I need to prepare myself to meet Him. Prepare myself in doing what is right and pleasing in His sight. Following these scriptures and commandments that He's given to us. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. And again, I know that's where we want to be with the Lord. And as He says here, in His Father's house are many mansions. And I was thinking of that, and I know a mansion to me is heaven. The Lord has gone to prepare a place for His creation. And again, it's up to us to be doing that, to stay in that straight way before Him. And we'll go to the Book of Mormon, just read a couple verses. First one is in Enos. And it's just one chapter. I think I'll start with the 12th verse. Now it came to pass that when I had heard these words, I began to feel a desire for the welfare of my brethren, the Nephites. Nope, I'm sorry. Enos, going over to the 42nd verse. And it came to pass that I began to be old. And I'm getting that feeling that he had there. And 179 years had passed away from the time that our father Lehi left Jerusalem. And as I saw that I must soon go down to my grave, having been wrought upon by the power of God, that I must preach and prophesy unto the people, this people, and declare the word according to the truth which is in Christ. And I have declared it in all my days, and have rejoiced in it above that of the world. And I soon go to the place of my rest, which is with my Redeemer. And I know that's where we all want to be. For I know that in him I shall rest. And I rejoice in the day when my mortal shall put on immortality and shall stand before him. Then shall I see his face with pleasure. And he will say unto me, Come unto me, ye blessed. There is a place prepared for you in the mansions of my Father. And again, I know that's where we want to be with the Lord. And also go back into Ether in the 5th chapter of Ether. And I think I'll start with the 29th verse. Behold, I will show unto the Gentiles their weakness, and I will show unto them that faith, hope, and charity bringeth unto me the fountains of all righteousness. And I, Moroni, having heard these words, was comforted and said, O Lord, thy righteous will be done. For I know that thou workest unto the children of men according to their faith. For the brother Jared said unto Mount Zerin, remove, and it was removed. And if he had not had faith, it would not have moved. Wherefore, thou workest after men have faith. For thus did thou manifest thyself unto thy brother. And after they had faith and did speak in thy name, thou didst show thyself unto them in great power. And also I remember that thou hast said that thou hast prepared a house for man, yea, even among the mansions of thy Father, in which man might have a more excellent hope. Wherefore man must hope, or he cannot receive an inheritance in the place which thou hast prepared. And I know that's where our hope is. Our faith, our trust is in the Lord. And as it says here, to be with him in his mansions, that we are prepared to meet him. And again, I remember that thou hast said that thou hast loved the world, even unto the laying down of thy life, more than the world, for the world, that thou mightest take it again to prepare a place for the children of men. And now I know that this love which thou hast for the children of men is charity. Wherefore, except men shall have charity, they cannot inherit the place which thou hast prepared in the mansions of thy Father. And again, I know that's where we want to be with the Lord in his kingdom. And as he says here, to have that charity. And we know the Book of Mormon tells us that charity is a pure love of Christ. And I know we want that in our lives. Going back to John, the 14th chapter, I'd like to read a few more verses. I think we'll go on to start with the 14th verse. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And I know we have felt that spirit in our lives from the Lord. From the Lord. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. He's not going to leave us alone. His Spirit is to be with us. Going down to 21st verse. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. And I know that we have that love for the Lord, love for one another. I know it's our desire to be following these commandments, the scriptures he's given unto us, knowing what we would be in need of. They're given to us to draw us closer to the Lord, to keep us in that straight way, path before him. I'm going to go and read just a few more verses into the 15th chapter. Starting with the 7th verse. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And I know I've said it before in sermons that the Lord has set the example for us. He has did the will of his Father. He's following the commandments his Father has given him, that we are to follow. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. And I know the Lord wants us to have that joy in him, that joy in worshiping him and serving him. He wants to have us have that joy, that it might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man, has any man. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And again, I know that's where we want to be before the Lord. Be following the commandments that he has given to us to help us and lead us in this time that we have before him. I'd like to go now over into 1 John. And read a few verses. I'm starting 1 John in the 3rd chapter. I think I'll start with the 16th verse. 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso has this world's good and sees his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We need to have that love for our Lord and love for one another, and that it shows in our lives and the things that we do. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemneth us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And again, I know I'm repeating myself. I know it is our desire to be following the commandments of the Lord, and that we are doing that which is pleasing before him. And I know, I believe it was our brother Kevin, a few weeks ago or maybe a month ago or more, had a sermon somewhat on that, of pleasing the Lord, doing those things that would please our Heavenly Father. And that's what the Lord desires of us. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. And again, I know that we have felt that Spirit in our lives that the Lord has given us. Again, I know I said this, but he knew what we would be in need of, and he has given us a Spirit to lead us and direct us in this time. And I'm going to go down to the fourth chapter and go down to the, start with the fourth verse. And this is a scripture that's kind of stayed with me. When I used to drive truck, I'd listen to talk shows sometimes, and then I'd listen to gospel music at others. And I know this was in one of the songs that I used to listen to, but it took me a little while to find it. Hear of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we know that the scriptures, the Lord, we know his Holy Spirit in us is stronger than the things in the world. If our faith, our trust, and our love, we rely upon him and let him lead us. Go down to the seventh verse. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, that sacrifice. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And again, I know we have felt that in spirit in our lives, and we need that Holy Spirit in us to lead us and direct us. And we have seen and do testify that the Lord sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and he in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love. And I know I've read scriptures on that before, that the Lord that the Lord doesn't want us to fear in this time we have here. Not to fear, but our faith and our trust. Our love needs to be in him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts us out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, loveth his brother. And again, I know that is our desire. Go into the fifth chapter and read a few verses. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. And again, we know his commandments aren't grievous. He's given us these commandments, knowing what we would be in need of. Come in contact with in this world. Those things that would try to draw us away. We need that faith and that trust and love in him. I'd like to go over and read in 1 Colossians. I think I'll start with the first verse here too. This is Paul here speaking to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. And I know that should tell us that we can't take this responsibility on ourselves. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. I know this is where we want to be. And I look at Paul talking to them in this chapter, and I kind of took it and started as he was speaking to me, where we want to be. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints. And again, I know that is where our faith needs to be in the Lord, our faith, our trust, our love. And the love which ye have to all the saints. And I know that we have felt that love. I know I have felt that love and help of brothers and sisters. And I know it's something that we need, that love for each other and from each other, that help from each other. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. And that is where I know our hope is to be with our Father one day, to be with him in his kingdom. And we need that hope and trust. Which is, sits first, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it does also in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew of the grace of God and truth. And I know we need that grace from the Lord. As ye learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ. Who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And for this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I know that is something that I pray for, that spiritual wisdom from the Lord, spiritual understanding from the Lord, that spiritual understanding in the things that are happening around us in the world today, what we need to be doing, and what he would have us to be doing. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Going back to the first part, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. And again, I know that is our desire, to be doing the things that are right and pleasing before the Lord, that which will draw us closer unto him. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, and all patience, and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be in partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And we know that the Lord is that light for us, who is the image in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And he is ahead. Lost my place for a minute. And he is ahead of the body, the church. And we know Christ is the head of the church. It's not a man, but the Lord is the head of his church, who is the beginning and firstborn from the dead, that in all things we might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And going to that 23rd verse, I know this is where we want to be. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. And I know that's where we want to be, that we be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, and made a minister. I'd like to go now into a little farther over into Colossians in the third chapter and read a few verses. If ye then, starting with the verse, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. For your dead and your life is hid with Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Again, where we want to be. And in that first part, if you do be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Set our hearts and our minds on the spiritual things. Spiritual things that come from the Lord. That love, his faith, the trust, doing the things that are right in his sight. I'd like to go down to the 12th verse. Again, to me, this is instruction for us. Twelfth, put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And again, I know I said this earlier, that this Book of Mormon tells us the pure love of Christ, and we want that in us. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And I know that he wants us to be one before him. And I know as I look at myself, and it says here, be thankful, I know I have so many things to be thankful for. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and in spiritual songs, sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And again, we know that all praise, all glory, all thanks goes to our Heavenly Father for the many blessings that which he has given unto us to help us and to lead us in this time that we have here. I'd like to go over in 2 Peter. And read again a familiar verse. 2 Peter, the first chapter. But I know it's given to us again for our help. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. The Lord has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. And beside this, giving diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. We need to grow in this love and service, trust in the Lord, to knowledge temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now go over to Philippians, I'm going to read just a couple verses. Fourth chapter. Fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We need to be thinking and praying of those things the Lord has given to us. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen me do. We're to do them. And the God of peace shall be with you. And again, I know the Lord is with us. I know we have felt his spirit in us. I know that our faith, our trust is in him, our love, our desire to serve him. I'd like to go over now to Psalms and read just a couple of songs. Psalms. First one is the 19th Psalm. Starting with the first verse. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and the words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the Son, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices, as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And I know I've said this in other scriptures, but I kind of look at this, and look at the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And I kind of look at that as scriptures. I know I've said that before in other places, but look at it as the scriptures of the Bible and the Book of Mormon, that the law is perfect and the testimony is sure. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by keeping them is the servant warned. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. And I know that's where we want to be. And we know that great reward is to be with our Heavenly Father, with Him one day in His kingdom. And also the 119th Psalm. Start with the first verse. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed, and I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes, or forsake me not utterly. And again, I know that is where we want to be. Keeping the commandments, following the word of God, drawing ourselves closer to him. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Again, I know where we want to be, not wandering from his commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts. And have respect unto thy ways. Respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. And again, I know that is where we want to be. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. I know we want to be keeping the commandments of our Father, following the scriptures, the commandments that he has given us, doing those things that he would instruct us to do. And I'd like to close with just reading one more scripture, one I read quite often, the Book of Mormon, page 215. I think you all know which one I'm going to read. I believe this is King Benjamin here. There might be Mosiah. Anyway, it's Mosiah chapter 1, starting with the 86th verse. And again, it's like talking to me. Oh, all ye old men, and also ye young men, and ye little children who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you, that ye might understand. I pray that ye should await to remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. Again, where we want to be, that blessed and happy state before the Lord. For behold, if they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual, and if they hold out faithful to the end, again, where we want to be. They hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Again, where we want to be with the Lord. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. I pray that I may have brought again, some scriptures to our mind tonight to help us in this time that we have here that the Lord has given to us. And I'm going to read just a little thing I saw in front of a church. It's been a few years ago now. Don't let others, when we look around the world today, don't let others' bad choices steal your joy in Christ. And I know that's where our joy is in the Lord. Thank you.